This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am interested. I didn't used to be. I used to be interested in two platforms, and I was not really a master of any of them. But I didn't really, after a certain point, after I started trying to get some competency built in, I began to get curious about other things. And so I've looked at other disciplines within the shooting world today, and there's no one I know that better exemplifies what it means to be competent in a multi-disciplined way when it comes to shooting than the guy that runs something called Sentinel Concepts. Some people call him the Yeti. On his driver's license, I think it says Steve Fisher. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Good, Bill. How about yourself?
I'm good. I am good to go. You saw the picture of my Velociraptor swatter?
Yes, I did. I'm a lover gun freak, so I like that.
Yeah, I stole that idea from Costa. He had built one up, but I mean, there's only so many ways I guess you could build one of those things up. There's only so far you can take it. But when I say I stole it from Costa, his was the first one I'd ever seen done that way. I've since seen many done that way. Do you have one set up that way?
I have a 4570 lever guns. I have some that are pretty much stock. I have some that are modified. I have a couple that I still have the Midwest rail on. The quivers. I'm actually doing some testing evaluation on some products that I'm working on for lever guns, actually. I've done some stuff with pieces, parts, point precision. You guys at Mendic Customs are probably going to get one of their guns later on this year, big Customs rifle off. There's a company out of Colorado, the Colorado Army Group, if I remember correctly. I have one of their takedown 4570s that's all set up pretty much like that, too.
The takedown lever gun. I've looked at those. I'm interested in those, but I mean, right now I just have the one lever gun, the Henry's. I'm sure as I go along, it will be something where I may at least get one or two more examples of. How with the takedown rifle? I guess that's something because you have designed your own line of backpacks with Tough Line, is that the kind of gun you would pack up? And because when I say you're multidisciplined, you like to go out and hunt. You like to go out there and hunt whatever's moving on your various places that you go out there and spend the night in the bush. Is that why you would be looking for a takedown gun? You go ahead and do that. Having trouble with Steve's signal right now. We're going to try to rehook him up and get him back because he is a font of information. It does no good for me to ask him questions and we not understand what he's saying. Today I got the Henry's X lever gun back, and it's got a quad rail on it. It's got a quiver for rounds on it. It's got a beautiful excess sight set up on it, and it's got something called the Comet compensator on it, which should take a little bit of that thump out of the 4570, but it's still a 4570. Okay.
I'm not.
Well, give me a count to two.
One, two.
Boy, you're just golden. So anyway,
you
were saying.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about that. The Henry is a great rifle. You know, I like that company as well, and they make some outstanding products. They really, truly do, and they're just a fantastic company overall in the industry.
So with a gun like a lever gun, for example, that's a different learning curve. I tried bolt guns one time, and I put a video up of me shooting a scout rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that the scout rifle community is both quite conceited and very opinionated. And I did not realize that there was some nuance to handling a bolt gun that I did not have. I was running the bolt. I was hitting the target. I was pulling the trigger. Maybe I didn't look right doing it. It was my first time. I didn't know what I was doing. I was trying to learn it. Of course, I gave that up this time. Or at that time. Now, this time, when I get into the lever gun, and I'm going to get back into the bolt gun, too, I'm not going to give it up. And how much of a, like, with lever guns, how much time have you had in lever guns? How long have you had them? How long have you been shooting them?
Oh, geez. You know, my first real deer hunting gun in Michigan was a lever gun. So I've had a lifetime of it, right? Bolt guns, you know, I grew up on some 22, you know, bolt guns for a long time in my life. So they've both been pretty natural to me for quite a while.
That's interesting. That's interesting. With lever guns, let's get out. This is the first segment, so we're going to finish with lever guns on this one just because we're going to move on to the other platforms. Because one of the things about you is the handgun thing with you that I'm very interested in, but we'll talk about that next segment. But with a lever gun, any advice you would give me as I start to learn how to employ that? Especially with I'm running 4570. I have some ammo with it. I'm not going to get to do a lot of reps with the ammo because I don't have that much of it. But,
you know, for me, it's a lot of, there's a lot of drag work, right? You know, just practice basic manipulation of the gun, loading the gun. And then keeping the gun shouldered while working the lever, you know, through recoil impulse. As soon as I press that trigger, you know, guns in the shoulder, support hands pulling it back into the body pretty taut, and I'm running the lever as hard as I can, basically forward and back, much like you would.
Did we lose him? You still there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, just sort of went sort of abrupt there. So, okay.
Weird. Don't understand that. But, yeah, so, you know, for me, again, I treat it a lot like I would a shotgun, in essence, like a slide-action shotgun. I would just simply grab that pump, you know, or that lever, run it as hard as I can forward, and then, again, as hard as I could to the rear.
Okay. Is there a particular lever gun caliber that you're particularly fond of?
4570 is my favorite, followed up probably by 44 mag.
I thought about 44 mag, but I thought that if you're going to go with the first one, you may as well go with the biggest one out there. And I've got a Comet muzzle, something called the Comet muzzle device by Ranger Point Precision on the end of it that is supposed to tame the thump a little bit. And I love shooting shotguns, so I don't really think the recoil is going to be a thing for me, but we're going to see. Steve is the head of something called Sentinel Concepts, and he is done for the year. He will be cranking back up in January of 2022. You can go to sentinelconcepts.com and check out his class schedule to see when he may be coming near you. I heartily recommend a Sentinel Concepts class. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're talking to Steve Fisher, the Yeti from Sentinel Concepts. Multidiscipline tonight is what we're discussing, and some of the things that concern me, because I want to be multidiscipline. Let's talk handguns.
Right.
You are very good with any handgun you pick up, regardless of mechanism, regardless of grip angle, regardless of anything. Now, there's a couple of things I might put and say, okay, well, maybe this helps him out a lot, because you have big hands, so you don't have to worry about reaching for triggers or something, as I, from what I've observed of you shooting. But at the same time, the consistency across the platforms that you shoot, because when Steve's you shoot how many different kinds of guns when you're teaching a class?
You know, that's a variable. A lot of times, at least two, maybe three, and sometimes some oddities, you know, with students that they may be having some issues with or perceived issues with. So it's generally, you know, some type of striker-fired gun, as well as some type of, you know, 1911, 2019 type gun, or sometimes it's a double single that shows up to class. So you just never know. You know, it could be a SIG-226 or a, you know, CZ.
Now, one thing you do, and I've observed Super Dave doing this too, is that when you're shooting, you're actually talking to yourself. You're talking and talking each shot. Mm-hmm. Is that how you keep from getting in your own head and saying, wow, I really suck today?
You know, it's part of the overall process, right? And it kind of helps reinforce things when I'm talking to the students and talking them through their own shot process, right? Because my shot process might be completely different than theirs. So, you know, for them to get an understanding of, hey, it's our right to talk yourself through that actual process of what you are doing. And it just kind of drives the point home as you're performing the task. You're basically teaching yourself through the action, right? And it's just kind of reinforcing everything you're doing verbally as well as visually. So that's a big one for a lot of people to really get to understand, you know, when you're teaching to students and to various skill sets. And so for me, it's just another teaching tool kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know you shoot a lot of custom guns. I know you shoot a lot of straight out of the box guns. The custom gun part, that's because you're a product developer. You work with Agency Arms, you work with Nighthawk, Knights Armament. You work with a lot of people developing guns and such. But do things like grip angles and all that other stuff, do you just not even let that come into your mind saying, well, I've read that the reason you can't shoot these is because the grip angle is four degrees different.
You know, being on the side of the house for, you know, 20-odd-ball years, you've kind of heard it all, right? This gun's got this grip angle, or this bore access is too high, or this triggered this, or this angle. Like, man, just stop it. Just grab the gun and shoot it.
Right.
Now, there are some extenuating circumstances, you know, with that grip angle that can be problematic for some shooters based on their hand size, their length of their fingers, their palm, things of that nature, which kind of keeps them from getting what, you know, they feel is a proper grip or proper grip angle. The gun doesn't point well, right? Like a lot of people say that about Glocks. So now you have this whole slew of aftermarket stuff, frame modifications. But the one thing people fail to look at with the Glock is like, hey man, put one of those different back straps on that gun. You know, you get like four or five of them in the box. Like, you might as well play with them, kind of like, you know, Smith & Wesson did, right, with the M&P series of guns.
Right.
Changing that back strap, just like we used to do on a 1911, by going from an arch mainspring housing to a flat mainspring housing. So all those little variables can, you know, very well help with that, where people just automatically poo-poo it out of the box. You're like, oh, no, it's got a horrible grip angle. Well, okay, did you try different grip modules on it? Well, no, it's just got a bad grip angle. Cool. Then just don't shoot the gun. Nobody cares.
Well, I mean,
it's just that simple after a while.
Well, one thing about Steve, like with Agency Arms does a really good rendition of any Glock they get. But mm-hmm. It's still a Glock, and it still has that Glock grip angle. But they also do a really good rendition of any SIG P320 mm-hmm. they get. And when we were down in Reevesville, South Carolina, back in 2019, you had one of each there. And I was watching you shoot them, and I was watching your groups with both of them. And your groups, you couldn't tell which group was from which gun because your groups were consistently the same. And that's where I started thinking, okay, so grip angle doesn't matter to him. And one of the things about Steve's process when he's teaching is that he completely disregards the dogma of shooting, and he's more in tune with the things that he knows that works. And then if you, I guess the biggest problem for you with some of the students that come to you is that they're so initiated into the way they've been doing things that it takes them a minute to embrace some of the stuff you're doing. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it's often hard for people to let go of things when they've had either a way of being somewhat successful over time based on what they know or what they do versus what others within the training community do and teach.
Right.
While I don't think there is, you know, one absolute way of doing anything, right? There are multiple ways of getting the same job done. It's just finding the most efficient way of doing said job. So getting people to kind of understand and maybe, hey, the way you've been doing stuff has been okay here, but it could be better if we did this, right?
Right.
And so in that 8 to 16, 24-hour world that I may have students, it's like, hey, I'm just asking you to try this. And if it doesn't work for you and you don't give it a fair shake, then I don't care what you do with it when you leave the range. It doesn't hurt my feelings any. I'm just here to give you the options and show you ways.
Well, I did. I have figured out what you tried to teach me 2 years ago. I have find that light bulb finally went off here very recently, both with optics and without. And so to that end, I managed to keep that going. So to that end, congratulations, sir. You don't know what thickness of skull you just penetrated when the light went off in my head. You can find Steve is the head instructor of Sentinel Concepts. Most of the time, he's coming to you. And to find out where he's coming, if he's coming to a place where you may live in proximity, you have to go to SentinelConcepts.com. I don't care which class it is. Taking a Sentinel Concepts class is an eye-opener. It is well worth your time. It will round you out as a self-defense shooter in every way, shape, and form. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is releasing a statement after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. The president saying, while the verdict in Kenosha may leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, we must acknowledge that the jury has spoken. Biden adding, violence and destruction of property have no place in our democracy. Those comments come after then-candidate Biden in September of 2020 called Rittenhouse, without any proof, a white supremacist. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has voted in favor of recommending expansion of COVID-19 vaccine boosters to all adults.
We are 11 yeses and 0 noes, and vote number 1 passes.
The advisors also recommending that people age 50 and above should get COVID-19 booster doses. which is welcome news for many Americans as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday. USA Radio News. Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians are now officially changing their name to the Cleveland Guardians. Cleveland has been known as the Indians since 1915, but decided to change their nickname to the Guardians in July. Two of the three men convicted in the assassination of Malcolm X are exonerated. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has the details.
A New York judge has granted exonerations for two men wrongfully convicted of killing civil rights leader Malcolm X in 1965. The exonerations of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam were issued after Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. filed a motion seeking to vacate the convictions. Both men served 20 years in prison and were released in the mid-1980s, but Islam died in 2009. Aziz said the exonerations couldn't erase the decades of his life that were lost.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts, talking about multidiscipline shooting. And let's move on to shotguns. I own a shotgun. I own the most basic shotgun of all shotgunnery. I own the Mossberg Maverick 88. It is pristine because I have never pulled the trigger on it. I do not, and I'll tell you my thought with shotguns. My thought with shotguns is that even with that one, which I've got the longest magazine tube they make to go on it, I think it was 7 or 8 rounds. It's 7 or 8 rounds, and with my AR, I got 30. So, with shotguns, since I'm really not a shotgunner, tell me about shotguns. Tell me about what kind of shotgun you prefer, and tell me what the mission should be with a shotgun.
So I'm a big shotgunner, right? I grew up bird hunting my entire life, you know, small game, everything else, using one as a defensive gun. The shotgun is probably the most underutilized tool we have in today's current age. One, you can generally find one that is 50 state legal based on legal requirements for that state. It is very popular throughout California, New York, and other venues like that. You bring up the point of, you know, 30 rounds in an AR versus, you know, 8 in the shotgun. The only problem with that is I can press a trigger for 4 rounds and get 32 pellets out.
Well,
and still have four more left, right? So there's kind of the stick, right? Obviously, the problem becomes most people with shotguns is that they live in this world of, hey, I need to have X number of bullets to do X number of jobs. And a lot of it is dudes that have come out of either current conflicts, the Great War on Terror, the past 20-plus years, it's all they've ever known, has been an M4 or whatever. And I will never, ever say the M4 is not an outstanding weapon, right? The thing with a shotgun is it's absolutely devastating. I have, when I've researched data on shootings on shotguns, I've never seen, I won't say never, but I'll say very minimal, like minus percentages almost. It's kind of ridiculous of number of rounds fired in actual engagements. The terminal performance of a shotgun is far vastly superior. The ability to hit with it on the move, while moving, while they're moving, is increased exponentially in confined spaces. And you will not find anything that is more devastating in terminal performance than a 12-gauge shotgun loaded with double odd or, you know, even number one buck.
Right.
And they're not a hard gun to learn where people think, well, I'm constantly loading the gun. Yeah, you are if you're using it in X roll, right? Like if this is going to be your end of the world zombie apocalypse gun or whatever you're driving up, yeah, you could choose better. If you're using it for a house gun, you have no better tool.
Okay. Now, I had not thought of it in those terms. Now, with a shotgun, do you have a preference between pump or semi-auto?
You know, over the years, I've fluctuated. I've gone back and forth between both, right? Pumps, you know, semi-autos were always, quote-unquote, unreliable, yet I grew up in an era of waterfall hunting with a semi-auto shotgun or a pump 870. Both were, you know, extreme harsh conditions. Both guns worked. Today's day and age, you know, the semi-auto guns that are out are amazing. They're very reliable, very durable guns. I still train and use both for obvious reasons, but I'll tell you, like, if I was to pick one up today, I would grab a semi-auto.
Now, one thing I've noticed, you know, even though I don't work with them on the regular basis, I do whenever Agency Arms sets up and they got shotguns out there, I go to old Paul Van Dunk and I say, set me up, Paul, and I like shooting their semi-auto shotguns, except their semi-auto shotguns are Benelli's, aren't they? I mean, they're taking,
yeah.
You know, most of the time they're taking a gun like a Glock, which would not be, you know, it's a great platform. It is a very good platform. It's probably as good a platform as you can buy for that amount of money. But then they turn it into like a $2,000 Gucci gun.
Yeah.
The Benelli is a pretty good shotgun straight out of the gate, right? I mean, the diminishing, yeah. Are you getting a diminishing return when Salient, or not Salient, when Agency gets out there and starts messing with those things and improving them?
No, you know, not at all. I have one of the Agency M2s. I bought one, you know, bought a used M2, and then I turned around and I sent it, you know, to Agency, had them do their magic to it. The gun came out slicker, smoother, flatter, faster. It just, they really enhanced the gun. And, you know, there's only so many ways to dress up that Glock or that SIG or that shotgun, right? And
right.
There's some very good shotgun smiths out there in the world, depending on what you're doing with the gun, defensive gun, game gun, hunting guns, whatever. Sporting clays, things of that nature. They do some very good mods to the gun. They make it a little bit more user-friendly, obviously, a little bit easier to use the controls as far as the bolt release, the oversized bolt knobs, those things. I think they're great enhancements, right? I think they absolutely are.
Do you think I will, with my pump Mossberg Maverick 88, if I get out there and start running that thing, will I eventually look at this and say, it could be a little bit better and say, okay, maybe I need to think about a little bit of an upgrade?
I would say, one, yes, especially because you're like, you know, 45-70 gun, like, it's just as fun, right? You will end up going, okay, I definitely see some benefits here. I want to upgrade now, not that I need, but I want to. So ultimately, it would be like, hey, look at, you know, getting a Beretta 1301 from, you know, Langdon Tactical. Or get a Vancomp. Yes, right? Or get a gun from Vancomp, right? Like Cody and GT and the guys at Vancomp and Hans, the original, you know, guy behind the Vang system, have been friends of mine for, you know, 30 years, and I have a slew of guns of them that they've modified in 870s and Mossberg 590s and 1100s and 1187s. They do some of the most amazing work to those guns outside of agency, right? So between those two, I'm completely covered bases. But you would find yourself going, yeah, I really want to get my hands on one of these slicked up gas guns and have a lot of fun.
I've been thinking I'm going to end up calling Ed Langdon because I've run a couple of his Berettas, and I've heard about his shotguns. I guess maybe I need to give him a buzz and see if he might let me play. We'll see. If I do, yeah. I'm going to go. I was talking to Steve Fisher on my nationally syndicated radio show the other night. Yeah. He mentioned you. So,
Amy and Ernest are great people. They do an amazing job with everything that they touch. Just great people. Yeah, just great people overall. And I'll tell you what, you would be hard pressed to get a better gun direct, you know, with everything you need on it, minus a flashlight, which is easily installed with everything that they do. That gun, and it's light, it's handy, it holds lots of shells, and it works amazingly well. I tested and taught a couple of courses for Beretta on their gun before it was released. Their engineers and some of their sales staff, absolutely a fantastic gun back in like 2014, I think it was, when I first picked that gun up and started playing with it for them. And, you know, it's an outstanding shotgun.
I was thinking Ed Langdon, the police officer that I know around here, not Ernest. Yeah. Anyway, that was a bad slip up on my part. But I will be calling them anyway just to see what I can do. Sentinel Concepts, go to sentinelconcepts.com. If Steve is coming to an area near you to teach, you should imbibe. You owe it to yourself. We'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to talk about precision shooting. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Steve Fisher, the Yeti from Sentinel Concepts. And the last thing, this is the thing that intrigues me the most, because I've been building an AR to start working on this end of it. You do a lot of long-range shooting, don't you?
I used to, right? I still do some practice, but not nearly what I used to do when I actually shot some matches back in the late 90s, into the, actually like mid-90s, early 2000 era. When it became a huge money race, I just kind of bowed out of it gracefully.
Now,
yeah, I did.
So, now our mutual buddy, Buck Holly, he does a lot of long-range shooting, doesn't he? But he's a competitor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about, the money race, as far as how much money you dump into the weapon or the glass or the whole thing as it is?
Yeah, like when I started, it was a $600 Remington, police, sniper rifle and a loophole 4-14 or 3.5-10 with some, federal gold medal match. I mean, that's where I started with, right? And then, I got my first real bolt gun, my first big kid bolt gun after shooting a match in Wyoming. And I was like, saving up all those pennies and getting into it. And then realizing, 2 years later, it's outdated and new calibers and new glass. And I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. And still to this day, but now there's such an availability of good off-the-shelf precision guns that will get you started or get you very competitive with factory ammo, honestly. That, it's something I've been, toying with getting back into.
Well, I mean, I have been building I got a Spikes 18-inch gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a bipod. Well, I called you when this was getting built and everything. It's got a bipod on it, and it's got a Athlon scope on it, which I know the Athlon scope is not the best scope, but at the same time, it's a pretty good scope for the money. Since I'm not all the way into this yet, I wasn't going out there saying, well, I think I'll just go find, whatever. I'm just going to buy the most expensive glass I can find, because I know glass is Well, you marry the glass, you date the rifle. I get that part of it. I have yet to take it out because I don't know where to go. I think this is going to be like a 600 yard gun.
Okay.
It's only in 5.56. I can't find 75 grain 5.56 or 223 anywhere right now. That's what I was hoping to load it with, and can't find any of it. I've got plenty of 55 grain. I guess I could go out there and try it, but then I got to find a range that's 300 yards or better, which I don't currently have one to go to, but I am building that. Now, when you're setting your guns up, I've seen, and I presume this is just to figure out your where you're hitting with the optic and all the other stuff, you put them on tripods.
Yeah, so a lot of times I'll get initial zeros from the bench. Sandbag them, rest them, shoot them from the bench from bags, very stable or prone off the bipod and off of a rear bag, right? And then there's times I will shoot them quite frequently off of a tripod setup. It just gives me a little bit more flexibility in some of the positional work and stuff that I'm working on, or just because I also hunt off of a tripod, right? So there's times that I will use a tripod depending on the areas that I'm hunting in where, I may be a little bit more remote. There's not fixed location stands. A ton of variables, but it's always good to be proficient in all those things, to use all the tools available to you to become proficient, right, and to increase the capability of that gun and optic system and yourself out to those distances. I'm a big gas gun guy. Obviously, I've got some nice Element stuff, SR-25s, their LPR, which is their 18-inch long-range kind of DMR-ish gun. But I also have some others in the vault, and one of them is a Tika, which I absolutely love, a Tika bolt gun, a 6.5 Creedmoor. So variety of optics, and again, kind of, the job drives the gear kind of deal, right? Like, if you're going to be content with a 600-yard gun and that's where you want to live, then there's nothing wrong with a good 5.56 gun. We know they go further. We know we've taken them that route. But, absolutely, like a good 16 to 18-inch barrel, accurized AR with proper glass and trigger and stock setup is an amazing gun.
I'm hoping to make this sort of a DMR-ish type gun. It doesn't weigh that much. I've got a pretty decent sling on it and everything. If I had to sling this and walk around with it, well, let's be honest. If I had to sling a rifle and walk around with it, I'm going to have to take a lot of drugs. But besides that, just pain drugs, a lot of Motrin. But besides that, in the days when I used to carry a weapon around and walk an extended distance, this would not have been something that I would have been upset about carrying. I carried an M60 most of the time, so this is sort of a step down.
Yeah, much lighter weight. You would be surprised as well to what some of the guns will do with good 55 grain ammo, especially with like some of the guns with 1-8 barrels versus right. 1-7. Pretty amazing.
Well, I think mine is 1-7, so I will have to deal with that. Although, one thing I do want to mention, I saw this the other day. You took a deer with a 10mm Joe Chambers pistol at 88 yards. Is that right?
That is correct.
Now, that me, and I mean, I'm going to presume that you had figured out how much it was going to drop in 88 yards and all that other stuff, and you had probably been shooting that pistol at that range. When you took that shot, were you just like, oh, well, tonight I'm eating good today?
No. That's one thing, especially when dealing with animals, right? Steel, paper, you can get away with a lot of things. I tell guys this. I've been handgun hunting for years with revolvers and semi-autos, and I had Joe build me a highly accurized fitted 10mm gun strictly for hunting, right? And that gun, I was sitting in a box blind. I had some sandbags up so I could support the gun and my hands for the shot, because I've hunted in this location several times with pistols. I've been after a 100-yard deer kill with that particular gun. I thought I had it on this one, and I lasered it, and I was like, I'm short a few yards, no big deal. So practice with the gun, right? Zero with my hunting ammo at, X distance, then confirm it as far as what the drops are at either 50 or 100 yards, right? And then it gives me enough idea for the middle ground ballistics. And then it was okay, you know, here it is. The deer's calm. They're eating away on grass. Everything's good. You know, conditions are great for the shot. All those things have to be evaluated, right? So it's a game of visual control and patience, as well as emotional control and patience. Gun gets set on the bags. Deer's all happy and nice and broadside, perfect shot. You know, I note my hold. I'm like, okay, dot right on top of the spine and start pressing that 3.5 pounds of trigger, which took me an hour, it seemed like, right? One of the most methodical trigger presses and grip that I ever have is when I'm actually shooting on live animals. And it felt like a lifetime for the shot to break. Obviously, it was matters of seconds and good impact. Deer tumbles, deer gets up, deer runs 12, 15 yards, falls over dead. Dunsky. My longest shot previous to that with a semi-auto 10-millimeter gun was a Glock that was all done up years back, and that was 75 yards. So this one, you know, was a lot, I won't say easier, but it was more manageable than it was with the striker fired pistol. So, quite capable.
Well, we're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
We'll have to see when you're coming this way again. Steve does make it down to the southeast from time to time, and when he does, you know, if I know he's there, I'm going to go hang out and shoot a few things and film a few things and just get some of that Fisher wisdom. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir. SentinelConcepts.com. Coming up next, from Amaland.com, it's going to be writer Dean Weingarten. I'm sure we're going to be talking about Rittenhouse because, well, that's happened now. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.